and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
Hello and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. Time to relive some of our favourite moments. Today, we get some help from our famous friends.
Great movie, The Secret Life of Pets 2. And the two stars of that movie are Kevin Hart playing Snowball the White Rabbit, one of the best characters, and Tiffany Haddish, Daisy the Shih Tzu. Now, boys, you got to catch up with Kevin and Tiffany yesterday afternoon. This is how it went down.
Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish are here, Fev.
Yes, welcome, guys. Good morning. How are we?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Now, I'll start with you, Tiff. You're the eldest of five, and you play a tough Shih Tzu, a dog called Daisy. Did you get the inner strength from, like, your stepbrothers that you've got?
No. Got my strength from these streets.
Yeah. There you go. Because you're the more dominant pet in the show.
Well, that's very untrue. You know, I think Snowball is definitely probably the most dominant pet.
Well, I think Snowball thinks he's the most dominant. Daisy saves you a lot.
Well, let's just agree to disagree. I don't think we need to get into to exact details here.
Well, here's the thing. See, you know, a lot of times women, we take on the hard job of saving a man, and we don't take the glory. We let the man think he saved himself.
Or sometimes women just, lead themselves to believe that it's a lot more than what it actually is when, you know, a man is just kind of just giving you the opportunity to just do more.
Happy wife, happy life.
This is really getting quite ugly.
Don't worry, Tiff. I've got four daughters and a wife at home. I let my wife rule me. So pretty much like Tiff did with Snowball.
Look, I think maybe... Hey, guys, maybe a quick subject change just because, you know, obviously there's a bit of tension here in the studio. You are both... Let's agree that you are both outstanding. You're very accomplished in your careers as actors. Fifi, who can't be with us this morning, heavily pregnant. Her eldest daughter, Trixie, has her first ever musical performance coming up. There's going to be a big crowd. She's only six. Mm-hmm. You'll see a script in front of you. Now, Fev, can you just explain to the guys what might help little Trixie Box? Because we do need some help.
Yes, so we thought... Here? Yeah, that's it there, Kev. Okay. So we thought you might be the perfect man for this because you're the funniest bloke in the world. So she's playing in her first ever play and she's Polly the Pig. And they're her lines here. So we're just going to play you a little snippet of her practicing and maybe give her some tips on what she should do to say the line.
Fief doesn't want to be one of those stage mums.
Yeah, she's not a stage mum. She wants to take back and sit back a little bit.
Stay out of it.
Okay, let me hear it.
There we go.
Darling, can we just practice? What's your line in the play as Polly Pig? Let's do it one more time.
The landlord would want us and I know why. So there's so many pigs, it becomes a pigsty.
Hang on, what does that say? No landlord would want us and I know why.
Because there's so many pigs, it becomes a pigsty.
That's really funny.
Now, has she overcooked that a bit, guys? I mean, your thoughts?
Okay. All right, let's start from the beginning. I think that she needs to push landlord, you know, there needs to be no and then punch landlord. Landlord!
Yes, you there it
that,
is.
Right? So it's no. Landlord would want us and I know why. You see that right there?
Yeah.
You see, like, you got to get frustrated.
That was
the
Snowball.
Yeah, you got to get frustrated right there.
Okay.
And then you go back down. With so many pigs, it... It's become a pigsty. She's got a breakdown. You get what I'm saying? She's got a breakdown.
Wow, brilliant.
That was beautiful. Tiffany, would you agree with that assessment of Trixie's performance?
Well, you know, Kevin being an award-winning actor.
Yeah. A lot of People's Choice Awards. Yeah. A bunch of People's Choice Awards.
A lot of slime awards.
And me just having an Emmy, you know, I would say that I really liked her performance, and I feel like the more practice, the better. And if she just brings herself to the table, it'll be great.
She's got a breakdown on becomes a pigsty. I mean, that's just, it's acting 101.
It becomes pigsty.
If there's no tears or emotion, there's no real read.
Okay. But I like the way she did it because that's how I do stuff. Like, first I do it kind of plain, then I do it, like, over the top, and then right in the pot. Like, we didn't get to hear her third take. Her third take probably was right in the pocket.
You know what, Tiffany? I'm trying to make this little girl a star. Okay. At the end of the day, I'm trying to. I'm
it
trying
sounds
to make
like you're trying to hurt
star.
Her feelings.
I'm not trying to hurt her feelings. I'm trying to take this girl to the top. Okay, now.
Hang on.
In order to get to the top, she needs to break down on becomes a pigsty.
Okay.
Emotion.
She's got to bring it because at the end it says, get it, pigsty. So that's the punchline, but that's the whole chorus.
Say that.
Yeah. And they gave her the biggest line, obviously, because they feel that she's the biggest talent.
Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, The Secret Life of Pets 2. We love the movie. And who knows, maybe Trixie, I mean, you've left the window open for a third. Maybe Trixie Box could be a voice on the third film. I mean, let's not put too much pressure on her, guys.
Well, but, look, I feel like she could.
I don't want to put too much pressure on her. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, no landlord would want us. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because with so many pigs around here,
it become a pigsty.
See what I'm saying, Tiffany? Yeah. You got emotion. You got emotion.
Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish from Secret Life of Pets 2. What'd you think,
that
Boxy?
That was brilliant. Outstanding.
Oh. He loved it.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, next guest, a very good friend of the show, live in concert and performing songs from A Star Is Born, which is going to be massive. Plus her hits as well at the Palms, Crown Melbourne. The gig is December 13. Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.au.
I cannot get enough of her voice. It's been way too long. She's back in town, though, and we've captured her in the studio. Ricky Lee.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, up and about.
So good to see you. You look amazing.
Too.
You sound amazing.
Thank you. So good to see you. I can't believe you're here.
Yeah, neither can I.
She's a trooper.
You really are.
Now, let's talk about you. So much. It's been so long since
it
we caught up.
It has been so long.
This is a fantastic show. And let's talk about so why you've picked A Star Is Born, because obviously Gaga, it means something to you, this film.
Well, I mean, I think she's an amazing artist and has such great classic songs.
Such a good song.
And I just want to do them on stage. And yeah, so we're doing this awesome tour. And we're doing an hour of songs from A Star Is Born, and then a whole other section of the show, which is about an hour and 20, is all the songs I've done over the last 15 years, the stuff that I've released.
Raining Diamonds.
Raining Diamonds, of course.
Love
your
that.
Jam.
My favourite. Oh, gosh, when you released that. Remember how excited I got over that?
So excited.
By December 13th, I reckon FIFA will be ready to party.
Yeah, you'll be ready to party. Yes. Let's go.
That could be a party night. We'll that could be a night out.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good fun night.
I'll get your tickets. That is ticketmaster.com.au.
At the Palms.
Now confirm that Fief will be up there moshing. A Star Is Born, plus all Ricky Lee's hits. So that's ticketmaster.com.au.
Would you get in the mosh?
Yes, for Ricky, I would. Absolutely. I've been in her mosh pits
before.
I'll
get you a little roped off section.
She loves a little roped off section.
I might have to work on my pelvic floor before then. Now, I don't want you to be alarmed, Ricky, but you can see there is a guitar in the studio. And Feb's been a bit quiet.
Is Bradley Cooper here? Or?
There's a reason why.
Well, he might be.
There's a reason why he's been a bit quiet.
Has my husband tried to bully his way into singing with me? What's going on?
Well, you know Bradley Cooper's wife or girlfriend gets a bit jealous about Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Well, we have our very own Bradley Cooper in the studio, don't we, Fev?
Yeah, we do. That's me.
Do we ever?
Well, when I watch this show, like, Alex loves this song. She loves Bradley Cooper. And I'm like, I could easily be Bradley Cooper.
I just could easily do it.
Like, he got up at Glastonbury. He's not a singer. He's an actor. I'm an actor. I was on Neighbours.
You're on Neighbours for about 1 second.
Hey, well, when I was on there, I'm on there. Anyway, I reckon I'm going to sing.
He put a lot of work into the singing, though, right?
He did.
You know he did.
He did, and I'd put a lot of work into my singing. I often sing the songs when they come out of a break.
Yep.
And I reckon I could nail Bradley Cooper, so let's do a duet.
I love your confidence. You want a duet?
Gaga Coops.
Oh,
here we go. Okay. Fev, if you could make your way to the stage.
Righto, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox. Ricky Lee and Brendan Favola perform Shallow.
That's me on guitar, guys.
Good playing.
Tell me something, boy.
Suma.
Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? I'm falling. all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Sing it with me, fam!
How in the deep I watch as I dive in, I'll never meet the ground. Crashing through the surface will hurt us and fall from the shallow now.
Harmonies.
In the shallow, in the shallow. In the shallow, we'll fall from the shallow now.
Wow, how about that?
Magical.
If you've just tuned in, it's
that'll Melbourne's, be on the seaside.
It won't be on any side. It's Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox, Fifi, Fev and Byron. That was Ricky Lee and Brendan Favola performing Shallow.
Featuring.
I have no words and I feel that I would unfairly judge one of you if I spoke too much.
Was it really bad?
It was something.
It really was something.
December 13th, Palms. You won't see me.
Yeah, fair to say Feb will not be at the show, so tickets will continue to sell well.
But watching Ricky Lee watching, live, honestly, it's goosebumps, honey.
Thank you
absolutely
so much.
Amazing.
Get tickets.
And you, Feb, I got goosebumps for a very different reason.
It's 101.9 The Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
We love James McAvoy in The Chronicles of Narnia, in X-Men. He's an absolute Hollywood superstar. And he's on the line from LA this morning. James, before we let you go, and obviously we're reminding everyone to see It Chapter 2 in cinemas this Thursday, we do have a fun game on our radio show called Accents Real or Fake.
Oh,
and what happens is... real. Yes, James, this is real. Correct. Yes, Feb, well done. What you do, James, is you call our show, and if you just speak in a lovely accent, you just obviously just speak in your own voice, or you can try and put one on and try and sort of fool us. Now, we had a 9-year-old boy called Calum who called us last week. Have a listen to his Scottish accent, and you might have some advice for the young boy, all right?
Hi, I'm from Scotland. I have haggis.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 9.
9?
You're 9.
Oh, Calum.
How long have you been in Australia for?
I've been in Australia for 2 years.
Now, what do you reckon? Real or fake, James?
I've got to say, I think that was fake, Calum. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't bad, young man. It wasn't bad at all. But the thing that gave you away massively was your 9. You went 9. You went 9, a little bit too Australian and a little bit too... There was a little bit too much of the antipodean about it. But yeah. Instead of the 9, you've got to go like 9. Like 9. Yeah, that's the one.
It's German.
So what's a really good go-to? Because, you know, as Australians, we get mocked all over the world. We're used to it. But what's a really good go-to sort of technique for someone trying to perfect your accent?
My accent? Oh, God, I don't know, man. I think the biggest thing about doing accents is just get exposed to it, listen to it. Again and again and again. And the reason why it's hard to do a Scottish accent is because you never hear it or see it on TV. But if you heard it all the time, you did it. But I'll tell you one good thing when you're doing an accent, and it's any accent. Quite often when people do accents, their voices go up a little bit higher for some reason. They start speaking from their throat. Just consciously lower your voice because you'll just get it back down to your normal thing and your voice will sound normal again. Even if you're doing a song.
9. Tell you what, 9. Yeah, James would be the best ever guest on that. If you ever get to Australia, we've got to get you to practically host that game, if you don't mind. You'd be brilliant.
All right, you're on.
Yay!
All right. 101.9 The Fox.
Well, our next guest, how great is it to have her on the phone this morning? Of course, one of our most famous models, Victoria's Secret model. So much has been achieved over the years. And now this is her own brand of organic skincare products. Cora Organics are now available. What can't she do? These are sold in over 400 stores across Australia, including David Jones. Miranda Kerr is on the line. Guys, welcome, Miranda.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, hello. We're good, Miranda. And I'm going to put my hand up because I have used your Cora products. And it was back in 2015. I was in Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. You did a piece to camera. We did a segment with your products. And I applied it.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, your product, because I've been in the jungle for about 40 days and I stunk. And I put it all over me. I didn't even put it on my face. I put it every part of my body, and it was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. I do the same thing every day.
Oh, good.
Well, so it can be used all over the body? I mean, that was the right thing to do?
That was the right thing to do. I used it all over my body, all over the kids' bodies, all over my husband's body.
Whoa.
Oh, there we go. I put the face cream all over my arms and in my hands, my fingers, my legs. And I literally, I ended up winning the show, and I think that got me through.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Sorry, he managed to brag that he won the show there, Miranda.
Positive energy.
See? Positive energy, Byron.
Positive. Aww. How is your pregnancy going?
Good, yeah. I'm feeling really great at the moment. In the first couple of months, I had the morning sickness really bad, which you would think you'd be prepared for because it's my third baby, but mm-hmm. I wasn't. You know, but I just, over the last couple of months, I've been feeling much better. I'm taking it easy and, you know, listening to my body, and we're all just very excited about this little one.
Now, you have two boys, and I've just had a fresh baby, my fourth girl. So I've got girls all in the family. What are the boys after? Do they want a brother or a sister?
I don't think they mind. Flynn, he's kind of hoping for another brother.
of course.
We'll see. I mean, obviously everyone always just wants a healthy baby.
Yeah, that's 100% right, because I just had little Toby, who's a nine-month-old girl now, but I wanted a boy, but she's my favourite kid, so I was happy with a girl.
Oh, so cute.
Miranda, you and Orlando co-parent so well. What's the key to, you know, having such a great relationship?
Well, you know, Flynn's like our number one priority, and we're like, will this be in the best interest of Flynn? You know, and I just think that just to be open and transparent with each other and just keep those lines of communication open. And we're very blessed because we all do really enjoy each other's company.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Like, so would you all be going to a Katy Perry concert together?
Well, my family went to see Katy Perry when she was in Australia, and she really took care of them, and they loved it.
That's so cool.
And I'm obsessed with that song, Never Really Over.
Yes,
so am I. That's so amazing.
Love it.
Well, I try to get the words right to that song every day, and I still can't.
Well, Miranda,
The new one, Small Talk, is really good.
Oh, that's good. That's a jam.
Well, I'm actually obsessed with Katy Perry, and my wife, Alex, brought me a Katy Perry book a couple of years ago for Christmas. So I've actually tweeted Katy Perry thinking, oh, I've got a blue tick. She'll get back to me. Because it would have been Christmas Eve in America. She would have been sitting by the fire having eggnog, but she didn't tweet me back. So if you can get her to tweet me back, that'd be great.
I'll ask her for you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Now, with your pregnancy, Miranda, what's been your guilty pleasure? Because Fifi Box, who was also on this show, but she's on maternity leave at the moment. She just had a little baby, Daisy. She had pikelets, Sprite, Nutella, coffee scrolls, cheese and bacon balls, bagels. She just ate everything. What's been your guilty pleasure?
I haven't really had, like, specific cravings. It's like every day is kind of different, but I don't know. I just feel like I go with whatever I feel in the moment, like, and I don't feel bad about it. I'm like, I like to be healthy, but at the same time, I like to indulge. So I'm like, if I feel like French fries, I'm going to have them. Or if I feel like,
IHOP.
You know,
IHOP.
You feel like what?
I don't know. Miranda's at the local IHOP. Diner. Do you hang out at IHOP or maybe Denny's?
No, like if I feel like ice cream, I'm going to have it. Like I just don't even think twice about it. I'm like, yep, I'm going for it.
101.9 The Fox.
Miranda Kerr is our guest. Of course, Victoria's Secret Angel and just all-round superstar, has Cora Organics, her own range of skincare products available in 400 stores across Australia, including David Jones.
What about Snapchat, Miranda? Your husband's the CEO, and everyone loves a bit of Snapchat, especially the filters. Does he run the filters by you to run with your friends, and then you send a message out, and they're like, where'd you get that filter from? Do you get to use it first?
Well, no. I mean, they update them so regularly now. So
you can't keep up.
I mean, I get to see them. I mean, I couldn't keep up even if I tried. But you know what they're just launching is the new spectacles, and it's in 3D.
Ooh.
So you can take a 3D photo. You can take a 3D video. So that has been really special. And, like, trying that with our little one who's 1 year old is just so fun because you get these moments that are just, I don't know, you look back on them and you're like, wow, you just feel like you're totally there.
That's cool.
It just feels really, really something like so memorable and like in the moment. And it's good because the kids, you know, if you put the phone in front of a little kid's face, you lose the moment. But with this, they think you're just wearing your sunglasses. So you can just press it. And then you've got these videos to keep forever. Like it saves to your actual phone. Like you don't just have to use them on Snap. Like it'll save for you as a memory.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's, keep forever. That's smart. We can do that to Trick Fev. You know, that'd be great for the adults.
Just
as well.
Talking about kids, mate.
Big kids.
Yeah.
Now, Miranda, you're one of Australia's most successful models. I've got a 19-year-old daughter who's, you know, a very attractive young lady. She does a bit of modelling, and she often gets hammered on Instagram and stuff about, you know, her body positivity. But she would eat. She eats more crap than I've ever eaten in my whole life. But she just stays skinny because she looks after herself. What sort of message do you have for the young girls out in Australia about their bodies?
I feel like it's really important to embrace your individual shape, like regardless of what shape you are. Everyone's healthy is different. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Everyone has different body types and everyone has a different shape, and that's what makes the world so wonderful. Like, we wouldn't all want to look the same. That would be so boring. The most important thing is that you know within yourself that you're taking care of yourself and you're a good person. And like, to me, it's like it sounds kind of cliche or whatever, but having a good heart is really the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Especially with all the trolling that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
For me, that whole thing with, you know, comments and whatnot on certain platforms is just that you don't have, like, you don't have to read them. But at the same time, that's why I, like, really prefer Snapchat, because you don't have to deal with those comments and you can send kind of fun videos to your actual friends.
Yeah.
But for me, so something like Instagram is like what I use for business. You know what I mean? So it's like they're two very different platforms. And like, and I feel always so much better connecting with my friends. And my friends that I've had since I was like 5 years old from Gunnedah, we have a group chat on Snapchat and we send each other videos all day long, you know, like snaps of the kids and what we're doing, and like we just get to really connect that way, and there's no judgment because it's your friends.
Well, it's a great message.
Now, Miranda, before we let you go, mate, we've got the Fox's Secret Sound, which is worth $100,000. We've had a lot of celebrities ring up and try to guess it. So if you guess the sound, you win $100,000. So someone in Melbourne's going to win $100,000 very soon. So the three clues we've been given so far is pyramid, keeping cool, and keeping fit. Do you want to have a guess? We're going to play the sound for you and see if you can see if you know what it is.
Okay.
And here we go.
And here's what we'll do. If you win the $100,000, let's put it towards research and development for Cora Organics. Okay? You can really expand the product range. Here we go.
Here's the sound.
There we go.
Now, Miranda Kerr, for $100,000, what do you think the Fox's secret sound is?
Oh, damn. It does sound like something popping.
It does sound like something popping.
A champagne pop.
It was created by Fifi, who was at home with her babies. Yeah. So we know
so we
that
thought
Fifi,
maybe baby.
There's that as well, if that helps steer you.
I wish I had a good answer for you guys.
Don't worry, no one does.
We'll officially put the champagne as your guess, and we'll just check with Fifi.
I have some news for you. That is not the secret sound.
Sorry, Miranda. Sorry about that. Anyway,
I'm sure
Cora Organics is going very well. You probably don't need that extra $100,000. But we'll be looking out for it, of course, in 400 stores across Australia, including David Jones. The great news story is produced and manufactured right here in Melbourne.
And best of luck.
Amazing.
Best of luck with your birth of your third child, Miranda. Hope everything goes well.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you, Miranda.
Fev and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.